Blog Talk Radio.
There's a call come singing o'er the restless waves. Send the light,
send the light,
send the light,
send the light.
There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light,
send the light,
send the light,
send the light.
We will spread,
we will spread
the everlasting light with the wind,
with the wind,
heart in hand,
heart in hand.
Giving God,
giving God.
Macedonian call today. Send the light,
send the light,
send the light,
send the light.
And the golden offering at the cross we lay. Send the light,
send the light,
send the light,
send the light.
We will spread,
we will spread
the everlasting
light
with the wind,
with the wind,
heart in hand,
heart in hand.
Giving God,
giving God
the glory evermore.
Christ-like spirit everywhere be found.
Send the light,
send the light,
send the light,
send the light.
We will spread,
we will spread
the everlasting
light
with the wind,
with the wind,
heart in hand,
heart in hand.
Giving God,
giving God
the glory evermore.
We will follow,
we will follow.
Crown above.
Send the light,
send the light,
send the light,
send the light.
We will spread,
we will spread
the everlasting
light
with the wind,
with the wind,
heart in hand,
heart in hand.
Giving God,
giving God
the glory evermore.
We will follow,
we will follow.
What an amazing rendition of this hymn, Send the Light. All those voices was one man. All those voices. They were, in the video, you actually see four of him. So I'm not a choir director. I don't know anything about music when it comes to the theory of music and notes or anything like that. But I am assuming that he is singing four parts or four voices, and he's singing in harmony. What a talented gentleman this is. Beautiful rendition. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. How is everyone today? I hope you are doing well. As for me, hopeful. As for me, in faith, believing that if we go forth and we preach Jesus, if we go forth and bring the light, you know, God is sending us. We're the light of the world. Send the light. Send the gospel light is the cry. I believe that if we go, God is going to give us a wonderful series of conversions. Our text for this week comes to us from Isaiah 45:22. You've heard me say this before, but it bears repeating. Isaiah is known as the fifth evangelist. Isaiah, you have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Isaiah is considered the fifth, and Zechariah the prophet, the sixth. Because no other major prophet and no other minor prophet like Isaiah and Zechariah speak more about Jesus and the gospel ministry that Jesus will bring than these two prophets. So Isaiah 45:22. Here is God. What is God doing? Well, he's commanding all men to turn to him. You know, when I go door to door, when you go door to door, when we knock on doors, when we're putting leaflets and information in people's mailboxes, we're encouraging them to turn to God. Now, of course, the place from which we operate is Grace Church, but we're not telling them to turn to Grace. Grace can't save. God saves. And then when God saves, grace disciples. God saves and grace protects. God saves and grace nurtures. God saves and grace keeps everyone in the unity of the faith, in the love of God. But it's God who saves. God who saves. So the text reads, this is God speaking. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no one else. There is none else. Look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth. I am God, and there is none else. Let's pray. Lord, we're so encouraged by this text. We're so inspired. Because we've proven the text to be true. We are saved because we heard the command, turn unto me. And we did. And we did so by the grace and mercy and goodness and long-suffering of God. Bless us, Lord, we pray. Bless us. Bless us in this study. Impart to us faith, evangelistic faith. Many of us at Grace Church are so desirous to go out and proclaim to men and women, turn to God. So use this series this week to inspire us to not be weary in well-doing, but to have the kind of faith that pleases God. For those that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Bless us, O God, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen and amen. In Isaiah 45, particularly in verse 22, we are given a remarkable picture of a worldwide revival. We're given a remarkable picture of what can be, what could be. He who speaks is God. And we can break this up into these sections. The first section, look unto me. The second section, and be ye saved. The third section, all the ends of the earth. The fourth section, for I am God. And the fifth section, there is none else. Five bits of information that are tied together by inspiration. Here again, we are given a remarkable picture of what can be if men would heed the command and the voice of God. So let's look at this first portion today. Look unto me. As you know, the English word look is a verb. So in Hebrew, the Hebrew verb means to turn. So when God says look, he's really saying turn. Now, let me give you an illustration of this. Let's go to Exodus. Exodus chapter 3. Let's go to Exodus 3. And you'll see this in the story of Moses at the burning bush. It says, and now, starting at chapter 3, verse 1, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, and who was the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even unto Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. Now here it is, verse 4. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, he called unto Moses out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he replied and answered, here am I. Now look at, again, verse 3. And Moses said within himself, I will now turn aside and see. And then in verse 4, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see. Well, that word look in Isaiah 45, when God says look, what God is saying is turn to see. So in other words, the Hebrew verb implies that the people are looking in the wrong direction. The world of unsaved men are looking in the wrong direction for salvation. They're looking to the wrong person for salvation. Because here it says, look unto me. And this word, this phrase, unto, look unto, this Hebrew preposition, it means, it indicates direction. You gotta turn around unto me. You gotta turn to me. And this is the first portion of the command. God is saying, if there's going to be a mass revival, if Grace Church is going to be graced with 1,000 souls, with 250 children, 250 youth, 250 young adults, and 250 seniors, these people are going to have to what? Look, turn unto God. They're going to have to change direction. This is why we evangelize. Why do we evangelize? Well, because humanity is heading in the wrong direction, looking towards the wrong person. That's all of humanity. And God says, I got to get humanity turned around, and I got to get humanity looking at me. Why? Because humanity needs to be saved. Look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no one else. So today I want to leave you with a thought conveyed here in Isaiah 45:22, that God is commanding men to turn around. Men think they're heading in the right direction, but God says, oh no, you are actually heading in the wrong direction. Not only are you heading in the wrong direction, but you're turning to the wrong thing in order to be saved. And when you turn around, it's not to go to another wrong thing. Because right now you're focused on the wrong thing. You're chasing the wrong thing. You're pursuing the wrong thing. God says, look, turn. But don't turn to then make the same mistake. Don't turn to look at another wrong thing, because this world is full of wrong things. He says, this time when you turn, turn like Moses and look unto me. And you shall be saved. Look unto me. So when we go out to preach, when we go out to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ, what are we doing? We're telling men that they need to turn to whom? To God. Turn to God. Turn to God. Let me take you to Acts chapter 2. Let's go to the book of Acts, as we are about to close end today's study. Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Acts 2:37. This is after Peter's great message, his great Pentecostal harvest message. Now, when they heard Peter's words, they were pricked in their hearts, and they said unto Peter and unto the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Look at Peter's reply. And Peter said unto them, repent. To repent is to turn. To repent is to look in another direction. Repent and then be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. This is a crooked generation. This is a generation heading down the wrong path. But today I say to you, Peter says to the multitude, turn. Turn to God. Look unto him. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So today we want to be encouraged. When we go out to preach, we are to use Isaiah 45:22 in principle. And Isaiah 45:22 begins by saying, look. And look just doesn't mean to look. It means to turn. And when you turn, then you are to look to God. Fix your gaze on God. And leave your gaze fixed on the Lord. We'll leave it there. We'll be back tomorrow. I want to close with the hymn, the great gospel hymn, Look and Live. This hymn, Look and Live, it conveys Isaiah 45:22. Look and live.
While you're standing, would you take our hymn book, please, and turn to hymn number 244. We have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. Look and live. Look and live, my brother. Look and live. And do your very best. Hymn number 244.